For parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
As a reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yelva Mountain Home. Mountain Home has the ball, had the ball to start the fourth quarter as they lead Alma 44-21. They had their, but they had it knocked away and turned it over and then knocked it out of bounds. So Alma has it as we're 13 seconds into this final period.
Mountain Home in a little zone press right here.
Oh, they're going to put Ashlyn Estes in.
Yeah, and Ava Fosnes got our seniors going to come in. We're going to sub them in.
I didn't know if she'd be able to come in.
Yeah, she just added. It's her senior night. Ashlyn has been in the program. Even though she's been hurt, she's been in the program, and I think he's going to let them go ahead and get in so that they can check them out right here and give them a let everybody give them a standing ovation for here for our seniors.
For those of you who don't know, Ashlyn Estes has missed several games with an injury, and you know it's been tough for her the last couple of years.
Yeah, so she had some back surgery and had to go in and have a replacement surgery and had some issues with some infections, but she's been battling it. She is a tough girl.
Braylee Hughes three-pointer on the right side, no good. Estes with it on the other end.
She's
going to try to put up the three. It won't go. Offensive rebound for Coleman. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 7:24 left.
How awesome would that have been if Ashlyn could have got that to fall?
No kidding. Isabella Benson picks up her fourth personal foul as the first team foul against the Lady Airedales here in the final quarter. So Wynn Coleman at the free throw line. So far she is 0 of 2 with 7 points.
We worked on it at halftime.
Okay.
Her free throws.
There you go.
I'm not watching. I'll judge by your voice whether it goes in or not.
Okay. Well, you're not going to be judging much because now the officials are talking. So I don't know what the problem is. They're not going to call on the floor, are they?
No, she was shooting.
Or someone left off the book.
Surely not.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be for Mountain Home.
Oh, no.
I think Ashlyn may not be on the book. They know.
Oh, gosh.
They said they know.
So looks like Whitten Coleman's going to shoot two free throws, and then Alma's going to get two after that. Wow, so they left. Oh, no. So first Wynn Coleman will shoot two. And then Alma will choose who they want to shoot free throws with 7:24 left. And then they'll inbound the ball after that. Coleman's first free throw. Bounces around and falls in. Hey, you looked.
I know.
So one more free throw for Coleman. Second shot is up. In and out. And so now it will be Alma's turn to shoot. See what they looks like it's going to be Jordan Gramlich.
Yeah, that's what I put on the line.
So far, she is 2 of 3 from the line with 10 points. So, by the way, that's also the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter, too. So, first free throw for Jordan Gramlich. Good. So, one more free throw for Jordan Gramlich to shoot. Second shot is up. She gets both. And now Alma will inbound it with 7:24 left in the game as Mount Home leads 45-23. So it will be Braylee Hughes inbounding it on the far sideline as we're about ready to get back underway. Gets into Parker. Parker into the front court. Led by a double team. Gives up top to Benson. Back to Parker. Now to Hughes, down to Poole in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. And the long rebound is chased down by Parker. She'll give it to Jordan Gramlich. She's going to put up the jumper. We're in and out, and the rebound is controlled by Coleman. Coleman will bring it back the other way. She'll give it to Moore, who'll walk it into the front court. 6:55 left to play in the game.
Wynn's rebounding well tonight.
Yeah.
She had a good game at Alma, too, remember, rebounding the ball.
Ball goes up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Ava Foster. She puts it back up and in. Ava Foster with her first 2 points of the night, and you love to see it.
Look at the bench going crazy over here. Her biggest cheerleader is her sister. She was there up in there firsthand.
Poole tries another three in the left corner. No good, and the ball sails out of bounds. Now Tom gets it back with 6:28 left to play in the game as they lead 47-23. McKinley McCart's going to check back in for Mountain Home, or for Alma, as she replaces Kylie Poole. And Wynn Coleman's going to take a seat for the Lady Bombers as Jaylee Yonkers comes back in. Here's Husky across the timeline. Throws it to Estes. She's going to try for the three on the right side. Go!
Let's go!
Ashley Estes with her first 3 points of the night. Now it's on about 50-23.
Couldn't ask for a better ending to the season.
And now Estes comes up with a steal. She'll give it to Yonkers. A little over 6 minutes left.
Can we get Parker to get the ball right here and get a shot? Can we get Parker to hit it? Three seniors in a row. Here it is.
Oh, Husky mishandles it.
Oh, she's going to shoot it.
But Jordan Granlick backed off, and she hits a three. Oh, man, what a shot. Parker Husky with her first 3 points of the night.
Let's go. This is so awesome. Three seniors, three times in a row, three scores.
Jordan Granlick with it. Her pass to Benson, knocked away. But Benson's able to chase it down and avoid the turnover. She'll give it to Hughes. Now Jordan Granlick has it on the left side. She drills into lane, going in for the layup. No good. And rebound is controlled by Ava Fosnes. She'll give it to Moore, who will bring it into the front court. Moore dribbles on the right side, gives it there to Husky. Husky will give it to Ava Fosnes. She puts up the shot. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line. And I believe Isabella Benson has just fouled out. By the way, the mercy rule is now in effect. I forgot about that. So the clock is running continuously. So Isabella Benson will spend the final 5 minutes on the bench.
So this is what's cool. This is what's fun as a coach right here. You're going to see Addison Ferrison come in. Addison's probably going to get Ashlyn. You're going to see this play stand up and give her an ovation.
Yep.
Looks like Livy Fosnes is going to come in for her sister Ava at the next dead ball after that. Coach is going to give everybody a chance to come in. Oh, she's going to get Lakin right now. They're going to leave these seniors out there for as long as they can.
So Addison Ferris is going to replace Lake Moore. Sarah Williams is going to come in as she replaces. It's going to be Parker Husky. And so it looks like Husky's going to go to the bench for the final time here at Bomber Gymnasium. Getting a hug from Della and her dad, assistant coach Mitch Husky. Clock continues to run. Ava Fosnes hits both free throws. She's got four on the night. Now it's home up 55-23. Jordan Granlick with it. She will throw it to McCart. She's going to try for the three near the left corner. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Essence. She'll be fouled in the backcourt. Clock continues to run. They're going to get Kylie Poole with her fourth personal foul. That's the third team foul against the Lady Airedales. Bailey Rittenberg's going to check in for Mountain Home.
Ashlyn Estes.
She is going to get Ashlyn Estes. Ashlyn Estes will head to the bench with 3 points. So Rittenberg will inbound it to Yonkers as we're back underway. 3:10 left to play in the game.
I heard Coach Leonard Taylor. I don't think we could have drawn that up any better. Man.
Yeah. Yonkers with it, gives it to Ava Fosnes. She's going to be, her shot is going to be partially blocked. Williams gets the ball back, gives it to Fosnes for another layup. Ava Fosnes with six on the night, all here in the fourth quarter. 57-23, Mountain Home up. 2:49 left in the game. Ball goes to McCart in the left corner, out to Jordan Granlick, now to Parker. Looks like Clayton Anderson will check in from Mountain Home at the next available time. Ball goes down to Haven Welch, down to McCart. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer in the left corner. No good. Jordan Granlick with offensive rebound and the putback.
Yo, Matt, this is a special group of girls right here. Everybody's emotional in this. It's so awesome for these girls. Good news is we got four more wins in us, and we're going to hoist a trophy at the end of this year.
Yep. Jordan Granlick with 14 on the night. Ball goes to Williams. Williams dribbles, gives it to Rittenberg. She's going up for the layup, and are they going to call her up for the travel?
Got to travel right on it.
Lakin Anderson coming in for Mount Home, replacing Jaylee Yonkers.
I want to see Livy get Ava. I want to see these two hug in the middle. You know, they're the Minnesota girls, but Ava has been brought in. And
I think you're about to get your wish in a little
just
bit.
Just like one of this team, and she's been an awesome teammate on this Lady Bomber program.
Parker with it, gives it to Jordan Granlick, down to McCart in the left corner. Cross court to Parker. Now to Jordan Gramlich. Back to McCartan in the left corner. She's going to try for the three. It's way too strong. Pull with offense rebound to Parker. Out to Jordan Gramlich. Her three-pointer is up. No good, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Ava Fossus. She'll give to Anderson in the front court. To Rittenberg. Now to Anderson. Anderson will throw it. Ball goes down on the low block to Ava Fossus. She'll be fouled on the way up. She'll go right back to the free throw line with 1:15 left and the clock continuing to run. Haven Welch picks up her second personal foul. Fourth team foul against the Lady Airedales. So far, Ava Foss is 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 6 points. First free throw is up. Bounces around and falls in. Chloe Gregory and Brella Hughes coming back in for Alma, replacing Kylie Poole and McKinley McCart. Clock continues to tick. 45 seconds as Ava Fossus gets both free throws, and she will check out of this game with 8 points and be replaced by her sister, Libby Fossus. And the tears are flowing. Down to 32 seconds left. Demaya Parker walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Airedales. Gives it to Jordan Gramlich. Pass, ball knocked away. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Wow. 15 seconds left. They're going to get Libby Fossus. Nope. They're going to get Bailey Rittenberg. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul.
Now I'm going to get everybody in the game here tonight.
Yep. And I don't know if they're going to get enough time to get a playoff, though.
No.
Inbound pass. No, they're not even going to inbound it. And that's going to do it. And now Tom's going to get the 34-point victory.
Now we only gave up, 9 points in that second half.
That's exactly right.
That's awesome.
Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Alma in this girls' matchup, 59-25. We'll start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show when we come back. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Welcome to FNBC, where banking is personal. Our commitment to our customers goes beyond the transactions. It's about understanding your unique needs. Need financial advice? Our knowledgeable team of community bankers are here to help. We invite you to stop into any of our 14 convenient locations and pull up a chair to experience a bank that knows your name, listens to your goals, and tailors solutions just for you. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do overthink everything.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should just get fake plants.
It's the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. See a lower price? We'll match it. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Business has always been about turning a profit.